It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. And what a Friday it is. We got the play-in games, the right to play the number one seed in the East, the Boston Celtics, and the right to play the number one seed in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder. A little playoff basketball tonight, but don't forget, man, runaway grooms are in town. 420 is tomorrow. The rain's going to move out, people. Don't you fret nothing. Make sure you're down at River Garden Park tomorrow. It is going to be bumping. We got over 60 teams competing for $10,000 in cash prizes. Yes, it's World Wing Fest. It's the 22nd annual Hot Wing Contest and Festival. It's going to be bumping. It's downtown. If you want tickets, if you want to be down there with me and all the peeps on a beautiful 420, just go to worldwingfest.com. Purchase your tickets. You can buy them at the gate. It's just so much easier to get them online and have them, bam, bloop, 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 with a phone thing. You know what I mean? Come on now. Oh, yeah. You know how life is just much easier like that. And again, all the money goes to the Ronald McDonald House. So you can get out there and have a beautiful afternoon, eat some great food, have some beautiful, nice beverages, refreshing beverages, listen to great music, and enjoy life. All while helping the Ronald McDonald House, which helps out the families and the children that are being treated at St. Jude. So it's a wonderful event. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. So buckle up. Buckle up. Now, got to give a little bit of love to the University of FedEx. What's up, Fred? What's up, Richard? What's up, Smith? Fred Smith. Richard Smith, FedEx, they're making it rain over at the University of Memphis. You know, donating a arsenal of cash up to $25 million over 5 years?
Bingo.
Look at me, baby. I've been reading. I know a lot of y'all probably can't believe that I can do that, but yes, I can. And Fred is dropping that coin, and the University of Memphis is going to get money for women's athletics. For the men's football team, for the men's basketball team. It's going to be beautiful. I mean, FedEx always swoops in. We got issues with the stadium. Boom! How you like me now, FedEx? Baseball. Need a field. How you like me now, FedEx? Uh-oh, NIL money. Everybody needs some money. What up, FedEx? I'm just saying, man, University of Memphis. The University of FedEx has a nice ring to it, though, doesn't it? Maybe we get some more coin. Hey, just call the University FedEx, baby. I love it. Thank you so much to Fred, to Richard, to FedEx. $25 million for name, image, and likeness is a monster. I was listening to Dave this morning. I hope he's right. I hope some of these other big international paper and auto zones look over at FedEx and say, you know what, those guys, look at what those guys are doing. You know what, maybe let's join in and throw in another $25 million. So I know that Memphis fans have got to feel pretty good about that. Makes me feel a little warm and fuzzy inside. So a lot of good things going on at the University of Memphis. A lot of great things going on in the NBA. This is a fun weekend. Not only is it 420 weekend, but the real NBA playoffs start. We got the play-in games tonight. You have the Bulls and the Heat. That's the first game, 6 o'clock. No Jimmy Butler, folks. No Jimmy Butler. And I know Spo is a great coach, and I know this team plays amazing defense, and they fight their little tails off. They fight. But what I saw from Kobe White and DeMar DeRozan this year and Andre Drummond coming off the bench and giving a strong 11 minutes the other night. I love the Bulls. On the road, +1.5. Don't take the plus. Take the money line. Get a little extra cash back. Bulls are going to win this bad boy. Last year was awesome for the Heat. Losing Jimmy buckets when they played the 76ers is just going to be too damn much. And then we're going to talk a lot about the NBA because Jay Ham's joining us at 11:30 today. We'll break down these games. We also have the Kings and the Pelicans tonight. No Zion. No Kayvon Huerter. On the other side, the Kings, a lot of people didn't think we were going to beat the Warriors. I was not one of them. They were very, very effective the other night. And the Pelicans without Zion, they still got a good little team. But I feel like, I hate to say this, but I feel like JV is going to get smoked by Sabonis. And I'm not the biggest Sabonis dude, but can you see JV going out there and getting like 15 points and grabbing 12 boards tonight and playing amazing defense on Sabonis? I don't know. I am liking the 1.5-point favorite, laying the 1.5 with the Pelicans. That's the 8:30 game on TNT. And then I also like the dog right now, the Bulls, on the money line, catching a little bit of positive money on your return. So we'll talk more about the NBA with Jay Ham. We'll discuss all the action we're going to see Saturday and Sunday because the real deal Holyfield playoffs start at noon on Saturday. It's 4:20. I'm going to be missing these games. You know what? No, I'm not actually, because we're going to have TVs up in that VIP tent with all the Tito's being poured down at World Wing Fest. So I'm going to be actually seeing all this stuff and watching the Magic and the Cavaliers. They are the first game. That's at 12 o'clock. The Suns and the Spurs. This game for me is fascinating. The Magic and the Cavaliers, not very interested. I just feel like Cleveland's going to walk this series. I know Banchero is a bad man. Paolo, what up? Love you. Cavs a little too much. Spider-Man's going to do his business. But the Suns and the T-Wolves. Bradley Beal has now come into form. He's been balling. You still got Devin Booker. Kevin Durant's an absolute freak. And Kevin Durant, I feel like, needs to get a – like, the last 2 years, you know, they've been knocked out. He's been knocked out of the playoffs in the first round. Like, damn, Kev, you got to do a little bit of playoff noise. I know you're a world champion, but that was also with the Warriors when you left Oklahoma City. You leave them, you team up with Kyrie and that super team with James Harden up in – that was terrible in Brooklyn, but man, like now you're with another super team. Like they need to make a little bit of noise. Now this Timberwolves team is extremely good. We know Ant-Man's a freak. But if you notice the line, even in Minnesota, Minnesota's only a 1.5-point favorite. I don't know, man. Is Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal going to be too much? Is Big Cat going to do Big Cat things? Like, what kind of – I don't know, man. I look at that series, and I feel like this is one where Kevin Durant and those boys need to get going. We'll see what happens. The 76ers in the Knicks game, I got the 76ers already. Y'all know this. I like the 76ers. I thought that they might be playing Boston in the finals. But watching Embiid sucking wind and on his knees and not be able to really guard the rim and just not looking like the Joel Embiid, the MVP, made me a little bit concerned. Now, there's no Julius Randle, but damn, New York's been playing without him for a while. Jalen Brunson has been that dude, and it's in New York in Madison Square Garden. I'm starting to get a little bit – you know how excited I was earlier in the week about this 76ers team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that excitement is now turned into straight fear. Straight fear. I hope they can take care of the Knicks. Lakers and the Nuggets. Oh, my Lord. I mean, you know Anthony Davis and LeBron got to do their business. But if they're going to have any chance, is this series not – like, D'Lo is going to have to play out of his mind, is he not?
Oh, yeah. They're going to have – all hands on deck.
I mean, you're going to have D'Lo play his best damn – I mean, since the second half, he's been hitting over 40% of his three-pointers. A little hair over 40. He's been playing much better. He did, you know, he's capable of going off. And I think he has to have a phenomenal series for the Lakers to get by, but I just don't think they have a chance in hell with the Nuggets. That's your Saturday slate. I am excited about that, but don't forget, you better be at World Wing Fest. because it's going to be awesome. And then, of course, on Sunday, we're going to find out who the Celtics are going to play. I have a feeling it's going to be the Bulls. Now, the series that I think is going to be just real exciting is the Mavericks and the Clippers. Like, that thing is like – that's – I mean, and then there's also the Kawhi Leonard situation that's going on right now in La-La Land with the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's going to be playing in the Olympics over in Paris. But what if he can't go for the damn Clippers in the postseason? I don't – you know, like – Bomber, how's Bomber feel about that? How do Clipper fans feel about that? We'll see what Kawhi can do here in the playoffs, but man, you got Kyrie on the other side who's been playing out of his mind. And then it's also, is James Harden going to James Harden in this postseason? Because we've seen it a lot, haven't we? Can James Harden actually help this team? He's been dropping dimes left and right. But Luka just does everything for this team. Dallas and the Clippers is going to be a phenomenal series. I'm looking forward to that one a lot. What series do you think's like that's the one I'm looking forward to the most? Which one are you actually looking forward to paying attention? Like, they got that the Bucks. That's the one.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
don't know which way it's going to go. There's so many studs out there. There's so many question marks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you've got two teams that I think both, if we looked up in 2 or 3 weeks and one of these two teams were playing in the Western Conference Final, I don't think anybody would be surprised. I mean, they both played really, really good basketball this year. And the fact
both
that they're
50 games.
Yeah, the fact that they're matched up in the first round is going to make for a great series, I think.
I think so, too. The Pacers and the Bucks, I think, is going to be interesting. I like the Pacers. Giannis is out. Doc's coaching. Dame Lillard is having the roughest year of his life, you know. Do you remember all those stories about how difficult it was for Dame to go through the divorce with Portland?
Oh, yeah.
Like, hold up, bro. Like, you go to Milwaukee and have a chance to get a championship and make tons of money and people love you there. And like, by the way, people go through real divorces and stuff. And they're like, oh, it's just been so hard for Dame. It's been just a tough year. He loves Portland. Win more basketball games. I do like the Pacers, though. I like, you know, I think it would be the funniest thing in the whole world that they fire Adrian Griffin, get rid of, say, thanks, Holiday, appreciate everything, go to Boston, get you a title because we're trying to help you out. Dame, come on over here from Portland. We're going to hook you up. Giannis, as a general manager, has not done a good job. He's got a coach fired. Adrian Griffin, he didn't like. They bring in Doc, and it's been a disaster. Dame and him haven't worked out. I mean, do you think he misses Drew Holiday?
I would.
I would, too. I mean, I remember when that happened, did I not say that the team got worse?
You did.
I did. I said, this doesn't make sense to me. Like, it's not like they were looking for a small guard to do a lot of scoring. You got a guard that can score, that can play defense. That does it all, that can facilitate, won a title with, not working out. And then whoever Oklahoma City plays, I don't even really care. I mean, Oklahoma City is going to roll in the first round. If the Pelicans get by somehow, you don't have to worry about Zion, which is huge. And then this Kings team is already depleted. And do you really trust this Kings team? I sure don't. I thought they were great against the Golden State Warriors because they wanted to beat up on Big Brother because they've been little brother. And also, that Golden State Warriors team just looked like they were ready to get to Cabo. Is that where they go?
Oh, yeah. Everyone goes to Cabo.
Cabo, baby.
You go to Cabo right after the NBA season, you're going to see every NBA player there because every time a team gets knocked out, everyone says they're going to Cabo. So, I mean,
just remember,
if you want autographs, Cabo's the place to go.
I think one of the best things in Cabo that happened was it had to be, remember when Ed Orgeron, when he left and got all that money, he goes on down and goes to Cabo. And all of a sudden, all we see is like pictures of Ed Orgeron in Cabo without a shirt. And then we see the picture with Ed Orgeron with that blonde in his bed.
Oh, yeah.
Cabo sounds like I need.
Fun.
I feel like I need to go to Cabo. I feel like I need to go to Cabo. Make sure you, though, go to worldwingfest.com. I want y'all to get on up in that business. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the business of having fun, because it is tomorrow. And you have fun and you help a great cause. The 22nd annual Hot Wing Competition and Festival is going on at River Garden Park this Saturday. It is going to be a hoot. Lots of fun. Music all over the place. There's two different stages. You know how beautiful the river is. It's just going to be a wonderful time. So come and join us while helping out St. Jude. Go to worldwingfest.com and get your tickets now. If you don't get them online, you can purchase them. You can purchase the tickets when you do get down there. I think they're $5 more, though. So it just makes sense to go to worldwingfest.com. Save yourself $10 because I know you're taking somebody. Like, is that somewhere you go, like, solo?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I feel like festivals and stuff like that, it's not a solo opportunity. You know, there's, like, a lot of places. Like, you can go cruise the bars when you're solo, right? But you want to call – man, buy, like, 10 tickets and give 9 of them away to your best friends and go down to World Wing Fest tomorrow and just have a wonderful damn Saturday. All by helping a great cause. Major League Baseball. We haven't been talking a lot of baseball, by the way. Have you noticed that? A lot of basketball going on. And also, I want people to listen. And I want people to listen. I know people don't love baseball quite like I do. But baseball this year has been a little bit wild. There's some things out there that you would probably be shocked to know. Like, you know that Mets team that was absolutely terrible and I told you was an embarrassment? They've won 4 straight. Mm. They're now 10-8. What's going on with the Mets? Whoa. The polar bear's starting to hit. Lindor's mashing things. Milwaukee Brewers. I said this to you yesterday when I came in. You know, Alex Anthopoulos doesn't really – you know how much I like Alex Anthopoulos, right?
Of course.
I love
– Double A.
Double A. Love him. And I'm glad he got Sean Murphy because Sean Murphy has been awesome. But have you paid attention to – do you remember who they got rid of to acquire Sean Murphy?
Contreras.
Yes. Right now, did you know that Contreras right now is the best hitting catcher in all of baseball?
Which one? I'm sorry, I had to. I know what you're
talking about. William.
Yeah.
William Contreras, his hard hit rate this year is second to only Bobby Witt Jr. in all of pro baseball. It's ahead of Juan Soto and Gunnar Henderson and Shohei Ohtani and Kyle Schwarber. He's number two, 62.7%. He's barreling up. That is scary. And then his defense has gotten so much better. That was one of the reasons they went out there and got Sean Murphy, because they thought the kid could hit. They just didn't think – they thought he was a liability. Well, all of a sudden – You send this man to Milwaukee, and then they actually teach him. And he was negative 12 runs a year from the catcher spot. Now he's a positive. He's saving them 6 runs. That's a differential of 18 runs if you can do the math. He is now – his defense is right there at the middle of the pack, like 15 to 17 area. You know what I mean? Like that's – hey, if you're good defense, but you're the number one hitting catcher in all of baseball – and by the way, your hard hit rate is in second in all the baseball behind Bobby Witt Jr., who, damn, that contract now looks genius. I mean, I'm loving me William Contreras. I think he's going to be better than his brother. Mm. Almost didn't get that
right.
Brother's
playing well.
His brother's playing great. I like Wilson. But William is batting 360, bro. And that's with going 0-for-3 yesterday. My man has just been tearing the baseball to pieces. Speaking of tearing the baseball, though, Bobby Witt Jr., did you realize how fast that dude was?
Oh, yeah, he's got the wheels.
I mean, he hits for power. He hits the ball all over the park. You know, I think he has actually the best opposite. I haven't seen a kid that can go opposite field with the home run the way that he does since a young Alex Rodriguez. You remember how Alex Rodriguez would hit those deep bombs to right center field?
Oh, yeah.
You see that from Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, everybody can pull one and poke it around the left field wall. This dude's got power to all fields. He steals bags. Ronald Acuna's 40 home runs, 70 stolen base season, that I thought nobody ever would even have a chance, this kid might actually have a chance to get close. I don't think he'll get 70, but I could see him doing like 50-50. That'd be a new category in itself.
Sure.
Bobby Witt Jr., balling. Been a bunch of young good guys out here in baseball who just been tearing things up. And then you have to think about Ronald Acuna hitting his first home run this week.
A little bit of a drought for Acuna.
And they're scoring an average of over 6.5 runs a game.
How about that?
Think about that. You're scoring, on average, over six runs a game. Problem is how's that pitching staff going to hold up?
Oh, man. Maybe found the replacement for Strider.
We hope so. I know you, Ryder, are going to Spencer Strider. It's hard to replace.
Yeah. You save the stash.
Dude, the stash is part of that. Man, he's the quad monster.
Hmm. Not a fan. Have I mentioned that before?
Yeah, you have.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
A few times.
Yeah.
You have. Ozzie Albies is a little banged up right now, by the way.
John, just a question, kind of offhand question for you. How far is too far back that we say batting average doesn't matter?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, because like, I'm trying to find out when's the last time. Like, what is the best batting average that two brothers have had in the same season? And I'm going back. I'm looking at 1926. Nobody cares about 1926. Who was even playing baseball in 1926? I mean, good Lord.
Are you talking about, is this because of the two brothers in what, Cleveland?
Yeah, look. No. I was looking at Wilson and William Contreras. Both are hitting over 300 right now. I was trying to go back and look what two brothers had the best batting seasons.
Ooh, I didn't even think about it like
In the same season. And so I was looking up like brothers and stuff like that, and I found the two brothers, Paul and Lloyd Warner, from the 20s.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I have
throw
no
it out.
Idea.
I mean, I can't take the 20s. So I'm thinking maybe like 1970 maybe. I mean, what should our benchmark be?
I mean, yeah, definitely in something that at least the era where I was close to being born.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because you do have a couple brothers who've been pretty awesome this year. What game did they hit a home run in the same game, and I can't even remember who I'm trying to think of.
I don't know.
Was it Josh Naylor?
It could be. Bo and Josh?
It might have been. But we're late for a break anyway. I got to tell you something. We're very excited. We're coming back on the other side. I'm fired up for this Friday because we got Runaway Grooms. We got play-in games. We got baseball. We got the NBA playoffs starting tomorrow. World Wing Fest is going on. But on the other side, we're talking to the historian Jay Hamm. It's all about the NBA. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody, and it's a beautiful Friday, man. Fred Smith just dropped a bag of cash all over the University of Memphis. Thank you, Fred. FedEx, we love you. We love you. $25 million over 5 years, bro.
Solid.
Lear's Beach needs to get $2.5 million a year. That means $7.5 million a year for NIL, man. Come on now.
Yeah, I need to sign with Fred Smith, but I'm not working in no hub.
Man, well, you ain't flying the plane neither.
No, I won't do that.
You won't pass a drug test, son. I know you.
I won't. Yeah, they sure gonna make you take one of them for now.
I was gonna say, I don't think they let you smoke lettuce and fly airplanes.
420 Eve, man. Leave your milk and cookies out for the ham later on.
Dude, I know. It is 420 Eve. Like, today's the day
you
bring out the
caviar. You ain't
got to
leave the cookies. I got my own cookies. I'm just saying, you know.
That's true. You bring the cookies.
There you go. I have come with the cookies down the chimney.
He is the baker's boy.
I ain't coming down no chimney, man. I'm coming through the window like Bruh Man off Martin. fire escape or not.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, the one other thing about the Memphis getting that fat bag, did you hear yesterday about Jerry Jones saying that his hand doesn't cramp up when he's writing checks? He's like, I'm willing to pay double if all them Cal kids, Kentucky kids, follow Cal to Arkansas. Arkansas is about to be a beast, aren't they?
They are, but for how long?
Man, as long as the money's running.
John going to go home soon.
Where? Like to the father upstairs, to heaven?
No, to the crib.
Oh, no, man. John don't like going to the crib.
You look around about 2026, John going to have the highest rated podcast on YouTube. He going to be wilding. Whole bunch of stories, though. I mean, think about it if John Calipari actually had a podcast.
I'd tune in.
I would tune in weekly with the stories that you're going to get that's going back from the 90s with Lou Rowe, Marcus Camby, all these dudes coming up to what he's done. That's fire.
Yeah, but I don't think he would do it. I don't think he would do something like
if
that.
If you were to host a podcast, would you? With John Calipari?
Oh, of course I would. Yeah. I'm just saying, there's a lot of.
John would draw?
Do you know how many millionaires that he'd be talking about who, you know, like, I just wouldn't want to go
that
out
you
there.
Can have on and...
I just, yeah, that's true. But he's already, like, if you got a bankroll the way, if I'm John, if I retire with that kind of cash, you would never see me again.
That's fair. I mean, I'm introverted like that to where I only want you to see me now and with what I'm doing now.
Man, so I'd have like the fattest, I'd have a fat yacht, I'd island hop. I'd have the best looking staff in the history of the world.
Would you go to Cabo with the rest of the NBA on vacation?
Hell yeah, I would. Hobnob. I'd have some fun, man. I'd be tan, all that good stuff, son. But now, by the way, that is the money. That was just a little basketball talk. That's in the stuff. University of Memphis. FedEx pledging $25 million again. Thank you, FedEx. NBA playoffs start tomorrow. We still got some play-in games. We got a couple things that need to be answered. And I'm going to start with the play-in games because, one, will be gambling on them. I've already put money on the Bulls, money line. I'm sorry. I love this Miami Heat team. They are the sum of their parts. When you look at other teams, like it might not be like individually, like, you know, like they're greater than the sum of their parts because of Eric Spoelstra, because of the way the organization is run, the way that they're coached, the way that they perform in the playoffs. They are better than the sum of their parts. But when you take the sum of their parts, like the creme de la creme and Jimmy Buckets, man, you take him out, I don't think they have enough because I had no idea. I know DeMar DeRozan's a stud. Kobe White impressed the hell out of me. And when this kid came out of North Carolina, if you were telling me he was going to do this in the NBA, now it's taken him 5 years, but he hadn't had really an opportunity to show it.
It takes about five.
And my man is turned into a – he plays at a different speed.
I saw it coming.
Dude, I did not see it coming. By the way, his hair is so fly.
Part of why the hair.
I love that hair.
Part of why I saw it coming is the hair. And then he's a charismatic dude. If you listen to him in Carolina when he was at his press conferences, I forgot which teammate. I think he was talking about when they got drafted and the excitement that he showed on draft night for his teammate getting drafted. Like, oh, he got drafted too? Oh, it was just like that whole aura, dude. Like, he going to be all right. Then I liked his game at Carolina anyway. So it was like, okay, and he's in a good spot.
I didn't think he was a good enough shooter to be effective in the NBA.
People don't think Billy Donovan can coach anymore.
Man, I'm like, telling you, Kobe.
Are you serious? He's just in the NBA. It's a different structure and, you know, how you get down. When you're in college,
did
you
see
the
way the Bulls waxed Atlanta?
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
Billy's got some hitters over there.
They came out, dropped 40 in the first
quarter.
And
they were super competitive against the Knicks on Sunday in a game the Knicks had to win to get better standings. Yeah.
Right. You know, so... Just in that light, I like what it's the funny part about the Eastern Conference in general. While they did improve and they showed like balance
still
for the first
heavy.
Time ever, it's still a sub 500 squads at the bottom.
Absolutely.
That's gonna be in the playoffs. You know, it's
and that
still
gap
there. But
between one and
shoot,
two,
the Bulls didn't win 40 games.
It's not like 5-8.
Sure,
like it's been in some past occurrences, but. Just in general, it's still top heavy, but it's still a little bit better balance. It's not like the West where it's like, yo, this is a gunfight.
Dude, I'm scared to death. The West is so damn deep. It's not even funny.
You answered a question I was going to ask you guys before I even came into the studio, which I asked on Facebook yesterday, Jay Historyham on Facebook. Of the top seeds, of the home court advantage seeds, which one will be, which one has the biggest potential to get eliminated in round one?
I mean, I would say the number two seed New York Knicks because of the 76ers. Like, that is...
Knicks over Milwaukee?
Huh?
Knicks over Milwaukee?
I'm sorry. The Knicks are the two seed.
They're the two seed.
Yeah, but they're playing the 76ers. Are you talking about this first round?
Right. Just in the top four seeds in each conference, which one of them has the best shot at being eliminated in round one? I would think
Milwaukee, but Indiana is one of those teams that it kind of, you're like a little bit, if the 76ers can get 75% of Joel Embiid.
Oh, absolutely.
Then it's the New York Knicks without Randall. And I know Brunson has been playing out of his mind. He's not going to get as many calls. You see how the way they call the game in the postseason is totally different, which I like too.
But he'll make his adjustment too.
But I feel like he ain't going to get off for no 40 points all over the face.
No, because he's and then they still got to deal with Tyrese Maxey on the other side. I think that one, it could be that too. But
Embiid did scare the hell out of me because against the Heat, especially in the first half, my man did not look like Embiid.
Didn't have his legs.
His lower. Right. And they were bumping him and hitting him and pushing him and if you got a lower extremity issue and you're a big man like him, smartest thing to do is put a lot of pressure on him, bump him, hit him, knock him off his spot.
He got in halftime. He got one of those shots and it turned into a different animal. He had a great fourth quarter.
He played more with the like basically passing the ball. Mm-hmm. Hell, he's bringing the damn ball up half the time.
Right. Well, that's the thing that I like about him is that he's finding other ways to still labor through it and be productive. Because we've seen him in Game 7 last year, he just didn't have it. And y'all killed him for it. I don't ridicule players no more like that.
I'm telling you. That, a lot of that also had to do with James Harden. James Harden disappeared for two straight games, man.
That, James Harden, and then Doc.
And Doc, who's, you know what I forgot, the Doc factor. We're going with the Pacers.
You know, so it's just one of those deals. But even on the Western Conference, though, it's like, Phoenix is finna give Minnesota all kind of, that might be a little stressful.
It's not. I think Phoenix. Let me tell you something. I think Kevin Durant needs this. He's been knocked out the first round of the playoffs the last two seasons. What's he done since he's left Golden State? Not diddly.
Y'all cold, man.
No, I'm just saying, dude. Come on, you're one of the top scorers in the history of the game. You got Bradley Beal. You got Devin Booker.
80 years. I'm just saying that for me, he's one of those where it's like. He ain't really good. He's still playing, so he's competitive, so it's still much more to accomplish. Kevin Durant is one of those.
But Kevin Durant, if he didn't join up with the Golden State Warriors, would be like Clyde Drexler. Like, damn, dude was a bad mamma jamma, could never win a championship.
Okay.
Because he had Oklahoma City, had everybody around him in Oklahoma. Anybody in Oklahoma City.
And they blew it up.
And then he goes to another super team.
They went straight to the finals.
And James.
And they didn't want to pay James Harden. And it blew up.
And he joined the
He made a better business decision, like you said, for his basketball legacy, but also it showcased him. And I can argue about this one all day because I got the film. It showcased him as being the best basketball player on the planet, and that's what it's supposed to do because it's a team game, John.
It's not
Stan Lee in Marvel Comics.
It is a team game, and I understand you. But remember, this dude ain't ever – he played on a super team in Oklahoma City.
And you know what?
He went and joined the Warriors super team. And then the Nets, remember what they assembled in Brooklyn?
I'm going to tie this in with Klay Thompson as well. Both of these dudes came off Achilles injuries that people don't come back from.
You know what? That is actually – I'll give you a very –
When you say he hadn't done it,
You know what? That is something that's so fair. Just so you hear that, Aaron Rodgers, you ain't going to do jack neither.
And that might be fair, too, because he's like, 40?
39 right now. Probably be 40 when the season starts.
See? It might be fair. He's probably not going to be that same dude like that.
The only person in the world that can be that same dude is still LeBron James, man. I don't get it.
And I saw people saying that about Clay the other night, like, how the fall off
Clay didn't hit
Thompson,
a shot. By the way, he scored as much as me and you.
Another dude.
And he took 13
another
shots.
Another dude that came off an Achilles injury while he was rehabbing a busted knee. He's not going to be the same no more. He gave you that flashes of it when he came back a couple years ago. Remember his first night back, he went in and got the two-hand dunk, and I was like, whoa, Clay. But it was going downhill after this. Dude was in his mid-30s, played a lot of basketball. People would rather sit on the negative because that's what they seen last, but it's like, for me, I still see Game 6 Clay. Game 6 Clay is still, that's his legacy for me. As opposed to how it, or he went 0 for 11 in, against the Kings at a play-in
game. No, he went
game.
0 for 13.
You know, whatever it was. You know, it's like, no, I'm not going to remember. I'm going to remember the 11 threes in Oklahoma City in game six in 2016. That's what I'm going to remember. Well, what you going to remember?
Well, the thing is, then he might as well hire it up if we're just going to be talking about his past, because damn it, sports are tomorrow, and the Golden State Warriors are going to have to figure out what they're going to do. What they going to do with Clay? What they going to do with Dre?
Hey, what, I mean, it's... Did I not tell you this in December? When
I would just tell you
suspended?
This. If the Golden State Warriors' top three players are Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, they will never win another championship.
They're not supposed to. You know what they ain't supposed to? Because Steph is finishing up year 15.
36.
Right. Draymond is what, 13 now? The 12 now? Klay is 13? Yeah, they're not supposed to.
Well, what about the Phoenix Suns and Devin Booker, man? What about Bradley Beal? What about this? Like, this Minnesota, realistically, this series, you got Ant-Man, who's one of my favorite players in the world, and then you got Big Cat, one of the players that I like the least.
You know what I like about this series? The contrast, because we got three offensive juggernauts and Grayson Allen.
Oh, yeah, he can stroke it. He just got $70 million. Did you see that?
And Bol Bol been hooping.
Bol Bol has been playing a lot better than I ever expected.
You know, but against the best defensive unit in the game, all these dudes can guard in Minnesota. All of them.
But, man, I don't know how much Rudy's going to do, really.
I mean, they got the ability against this Phoenix crew to pretty much match up and switch with anybody, though.
Yeah.
That versatility of Minnesota is what I really – that's what excites
so
me.
So you like Minnesota then, like – it sounds like you like Minnesota in the series already.
I want to see them come out of the West, but I don't have a dog per se. I throw a few spoilers. I think the Lakers gonna get gotten six, but they're gonna make it a fight. Just because LeBron's on the floor and AD's been playing well, but I don't know if they really got enough bullets to extend. If they could.
It's all up to D'Lo, man. If D'Lo can be
D'Lo cracking,
if he can,
it's going seven.
If he can absolutely play out of his mind,
it'll go seven with the Lakers with a chance to take that one. The fun one that I was really,
I think the most fun, the one I'm looking for, I want to see the Clippers and the Mavericks.
That's where I was going with that one, but I really needed that one with Claw, with healthy Kawhi, available Kawhi for my personal enjoyment. But if Kyrie Van Gogh is going to be on the floor and Luka's going to be on the floor, and Russ Westbrook going to be on the other side with Paul George,
what
James
do you think,
Harden.
What do you think the chances are that Kawhi plays tonight?
Ty Lue and Jason Kidd, light-skinned coaches. I'm just saying, it's a cool deal.
Sunday.
They play Sunday, right?
Sunday. Did I say tonight? I thought I did. I was like, wait a second. Let's play a game.
You know what?
On Sunday, Sunday, I think it's 2:30.
What's the injury?
He's got a knee issue. He's always got a knee issue.
Same injury that's plagued him his whole career. 50-50. At this point, 50-50. Because that's kind of how his load management has been rolling. You feel good one day, the next you just ain't got it. But when he feels great, he can come get you 30, 9 boards, 3 blocks, whatever. If he ain't got it, he just ain't got it.
By the way, I got to ask you a question on the other side. Because Kawhi's playing in Paris. And he's going to play in the Olympics. He's already committed to it. But, you know, the Team USA basketball roster that has been announced, I'm going to read that off to you on the other side. I'm going to go back to the 92 Dream Team. I'm going to ask you this question. I was, of course, seeing
It's already going to be unfair.
No. It's actually, you're going to be surprised with some of the things that I have to say on the other side. But I want to hear the historian's version. Y'all don't touch the dial. Also, you can chime in. Hit us up at the Sissy's Log Cabin and text in listener line 901-360-8255. That's 901-360-8255. Life's too short for ordinary jewelry. Back in Touche Sports 56, 98, 5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday. It's going to be a great weekend, man. Runaway Grooms are playing at the Shell tonight. Play-in games are on. World Wing Fest is going on tomorrow. Oh, yeah, you need to come by and get your Duggets.
Yeah, I need to.
I'll be sick. Man, you're just going to have to, man, you might have to go out to the Haven. You're just going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back, son. Going to have to come back. Now I'm going to have to – we got the historian here, and I'm going to ask the historian a question because I was thinking about this. The 92 Dream Team has been described as the greatest sports team ever assembled. You got Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and Patrick Ewing, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, Charles Barkley. Hella team. Hella team. That was 32 years ago. And in the last 32 years, and basically just since I was – you know, it just like in high school, like I went and saw like the Houston team that won the state this year, went and saw them play. I played at Houston. The kids today are bigger, stronger, and faster than the kids that I played with and against.
Right.
They just are. And I feel like if you just look at the sport like baseball, watch 90s baseball. Now, I think the greats from the 90s, of course, could play in any era, just like the greats from any era can play in any era. Greg Maddux might not throw 100 miles an hour, but he could pitch today.
He's going to strike some folks out.
He's going to drive people crazy. Roger Clemens, Nolan Ryan, these people could pitch in any era. But if you look at the fourth and the fifth starters on pro baseball teams, when you look at the guy who's coming in the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth inning, we're not talking about just the closers. You got guys who are coming in hitting 100 miles an hour. Like, sliders are being broken off like it's nothing. You can tell in baseball they're playing a different game. Like, damn, I remember, honestly, when 90 was fast as hail. Mm-hmm. And now if you're not touching 90, they're like, I mean, it's nothing. When you look at football, they are bigger and stronger and they are faster. They are big. They are physical freaks. Mm-hmm. Look at the wide receivers. Look at the speed from the cornerbacks. Look at defensive linemen. Look at Aaron Donald playing in the defensive, you know, in a tackle spot.
He's small.
And he's the small one, but nobody can stop him because he's just a physical freak in his strength. The speed coming off the edges. It's just wild. Like, it's true. Bigger, stronger, faster. In basketball, though, a lot of people we hold on. Like, I still hold on to Michael Jordan being the greatest thing that ever was and ever will be. And no matter what, you ain't going to change it because that's my hero. I love me some MJ. But there he was, 6'6", and he didn't shoot a lot of threes. And he could fly like Mike, and he was a damn winner, and he wanted to cut your throat. And he just was the consummate pro, and he wanted to beat you on defense. He
that
beat you.
Dream Team Mike. That particular Mike, 1991-92 Mike, that's the greatest basketball player I've ever seen in my life. I'm talking about from the profile of the look, the aesthetics, all the attributes, the skill. He was in his prime athleticism at that point. it was just like that was the one where it is not to say that nobody can't catch that, but just like if I was to set a blueprint
of the greatest of great hits, Michael Jordan.
And not to diss any era, any player from any era, but it's like from my lifetime, what I've seen, that
added
nobody touching
the clutch gene factor.
That mic in the 2016, 2015, 2014, about 2018, LeBron was like on that level too. Mm-hmm. He wasn't as successful, but he did stuff that Mike wasn't even able to do just because
of his
of
size.
The physical prowess. Correct. Right.
Just he's a freight
just
train.
One of those.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up. Again, you got, you know, MJ is a freak, and I'm not going to say anything. And Larry Bird is a super stud. And Magic Johnson is a damn freak. Patrick Ewing's great. Scottie Pippen. But, like, you know, John Stockton, a hell of a point guard. Who the hell is he going to be guarding today?
Like, a lot of folks.
He was tough, but I'm just saying.
A lot of folks.
Okay, so let's just look at this Team USA team. Because the reason I'm bringing this up is, quote, the people, the experts said that the 92 team would be.
To today?
No. We're just saying that this team in 92 is playing this team right now. This seems like, I mean, I don't think any of these guys are the stars of this other than LeBron James. But Ant-Man's a damn stud, and he's coming off the bench. Devin Booker, a sharpshooter, along with Steph Curry, who can flat out light it up. Kevin Durant is the creeper. My man can score in any way. He is a absolute dog. You want to talk about some big bodies to go with Ewing and David Robinson? Embiid, Anthony Davis, Bam, they're fine. Charles Barkley, 6'6". What the hell is he going to do? Drew Holiday can lock. Jason Tatum. I didn't even mention Jason Tatum. I mean, this team is flat out. LeBron James. Like, I mean, it's – I'm just saying, is the athlete. Like, again, these are bigger stars. That's the greatest team ever assembled. Mm-hmm. But the skill, the size, and the speed of today's athlete.
It's just different.
It's just different than it was in the
90s. This is why I don't care to do the comparisons, because it's just too total. It's fun. You know, kind of go through it in the fantasy mode.
The reason I guess I bring it up is because a lot of people were dogging this roster.
And I mean, you can do that with Dream Team, with the original Dream Team, and then you can go up from like 2000 going forward with really all of them. Definitely 08, 2012, probably not 2016 as much, because 2016 kind of reminds me, and 2020 kind of reminds me of what it is now. You look at those rosters, they're more or less, especially as we become current, more perimeter oriented, because the style of play is more perimeter oriented. Not so much as the need for a Ewing, a Malone, David Robinson could play it anyway, because he could face up and do all the stuff that today's centers are doing. Ewing could too before the knees went out. These are skilled dudes, but they were more traditional they played in a traditional back to the basket era for their big men. Bam, go bring you up to 20 and take you out the bounce, make a play, can score from out the bounce, can still post up. We talk about Jokic all the time, the lack of athleticism. He's not on his roster, but
No. I know that's the thing that. Size. Well, I think one of the reasons this team also gets killed is because we look at the competition throughout the world, and the whole world has gotten better. When Luka, when Giannis, when these superstars in the NBA are playing for other rosters,
but they forced us to incorporate their style of play because that's what's global. We only play American style basketball in America.
True.
That's the only – everywhere else, it's basketball. They're playing zone. We frown on zone defense in America. Coaches don't even like to teach it. But then you get
– Miami will run that. You get
NBA finals. And I heard about that little bitch in Miami. That's how they got the other night. Philly put a zone on them, made them shoot, make you make jumpers. Y'all ain't making jumpers to get back in the game. But just the idea of how basketball continues to evolve globally. We reject it in America, but – honestly, John, just to kind of tie another end of it, this is part of why we're seeing the rise in women's basketball, because it's more purity.
You
have people that are excited about it because it's like, okay, we're not getting what we want here with the NBA because it's whatever, they feel it's water. They're ready for something new, and now they're kind of ready for something on a more pure level. It's more skill.
But I will say one thing. I hear what you're saying, and I agree. That's one of the reasons. But I will say that if you ain't watching the NBA playoffs, though, you just don't. I don't know what you're doing. Because the regular season, I admit it, I can't pay much attention to the regular season because they start during football season. I'm watching college football. I'm watching the NFL. I care more about it. They play a different style of basketball in the regular season as they do in the postseason. Gambling on regular season basketball will make you a crazy person.
Except when the squad that plays at 191 Beale Street is on game. We care all year.
That is.
We care all year.
Where can they find you, fool?
YouTube.com/94feet of life. I don't know where we go. We'll probably be back in a week or two. Watch along style, recapping. Probably, I know we're going to recap each round. So, but in the meantime, we have an organic days in the group. You can't share nothing. You don't want to let them share it from either sports sites. No, give us your organic thoughts. So this blends well for a cat like me. I got a lot of history and trivia I'm throwing out for the people. Playoff stuff. So YouTube.com/94feet of life. 94 Feet of Life group on Facebook. I'll let us.
Man, I'll see you later this afternoon. And don't forget Wingfest tomorrow. Everybody go to WorldThinkWingFest.com. Get your tickets. It's going down at River Garden Park tomorrow. Don't touch the dial. Hardenwood's next. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
The lunatic is in my head.